Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. We bring that positive truth, that positive news, and that uplifting news. Tim, how are you doing today?
I am exhausted. How are you, sir?
I got in 2 naps today.
I am beyond jealous.
And I went to school. So, yeah, I basically woke up, went to early class, came back. Took a nap, went to class again, came back, took a nap, woke up again. How was your day, Tim?
I woke up, ran to the Capitol, chilled with some kids, some coaches, some awesome teachers, came back, ran a little bit.
Why?
I mean, my legs were burning, man. Like, all I had was, like, all kind of random lactic acid. I needed to, like, jog it out, get a nice little cool down in. It was ridiculous.
Okay, so we're in Oklahoma City, if you're new to the podcast, and Tim ran 7 miles to the Capitol, and then he's like, let's just get home and run again.
Man, my body, have you ever ran where it's like, I've never felt like this, maybe like when I was in middle school or something, but I contemplated if I ever wanted to run again. It was terrible how I felt today.
Tim, welcome to the rest of the world.
Man, I was like, is this how everybody feels? No wonder nobody runs.
Exactly. Learning experience, Tim. Learning experience.
Yes, sir.
Well, we should probably get to the positive news stories.
Yeah, let's do that, man. Let's do that. Here, I'm going to go ahead and jump into one real quick.
Okay.
So I have this dad, right? This dad, I did a story about this like last year sometime, I feel like. But he made a bionic arm for his son. So this is now 2018, and there's this 6-year-old girl named Kiara Campbell, and she was born without a left hand, and she was told by doctors that a prosthetic limb, it just wouldn't be suitable for her. So she's basically gone, you know, her first 6 years of her life without a prosthetic arm. And Miller, the man who made the prosthetic arm for his son, saw her on Facebook and decided, you know, hey, I'm gonna make her one. And that's exactly what he does. And she can now grab things, which she couldn't do before. She can lift things. She can drink a shake now. She's just never been so excited to go back to school, by the way, because now that she has this arm, she wants to show it off to all of her friends. There's some pretty cool pictures that I have that I'm going to share to the Facebook page. So you guys go ahead and check that out. With his son and her actually like dapping. And it's kind of dope to me because they're using their prosthetic arms to do it.
Hold up. So the doctor said that she didn't qualify for a prosthetic arm?
Yeah, basically.
And then someone else built her one?
Exactly.
For free? On his free time?
Exactly.
Whoa. How old is this girl?
She's 6 years old. His son is 10. Blah.
And how did he do this?
Man, he used like a 3D printer. And he made it in his garage. I know that. There's a video as well that's at the end of the article that I just now saw. Good job, Tim. You guys can check that out as well if you guys like.
Okay. I like that, Tim. That's also a ridiculously smart person using it for a good reason.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of ridiculously smart people, you have to be ridiculously smart to work at Apple. Did you know, Tim, that Apple is now 100% clean energy?
No, I had no clue.
Yeah, so they have 9, I guess, major projects. 9 more. Basically, everywhere that Apple, they have 25. This is awful. Awful, awful reporting by JP right now because I'm getting so many numbers. But if you see an Apple facility It's 100% powered by clean energy. They just accomplished it today.
Dude, that's freaking crazy. That makes me like super happy that I have an iPhone, even though my touchscreen isn't working right now and I'm sitting here depressed. But man, no, seriously, it's that's dope, man.
There's so many stats in here, like so many stats. Apple's new headquarters is now the largest LEED platinum certified office building in North America. It's powered by 100% renewable energy, including a 17 watt outside rooftop solar installation. They've developed over 485 megawatts of wind and solar panels in 6 provinces of China, and it just keeps going. Like, it's nothing but stats in this article.
Dude, I'm proud to be an Apple owner.
Yeah. Also, I had no idea they were doing this.
Yeah, no clue. They did that. Like, Steve Jobs would be proud right now.
Yes, sir. Speaking of being proud, what's your next positive news story, Tim?
Oh, man. So check this out. There's this 7-year-old girl, right? And she's from Austin, Texas. She is now the youngest girl to reach the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro.
How high is Mount Kilimanjaro?
It is 19,341-foot mountain. It is ridiculous. So check this out. It's the largest mountain in Africa. Her and her mother go together. They climb up in honor for her father that passed away a few years back. And basically the way that the little girl said it, her name is Montana Kennedy. And or Montana Kenny, I apologize. She said the higher she gets on the mountain, the closer she feels to her father in heaven, which I thought was awesome in itself. And yeah, man, her mom said, whenever she said she wanted to do it, she actually was talking to her friends about it, and none of her friends were like, no, there's no way I would do it. And her daughter was like, I want to do it with you. So she said, you know what? I'm going to have a serious conversation with you. They had a serious talk and talked about how much training they would have to do and how consistent they have to be. And her daughter took it serious. Sometimes she would take her friends on hikes whenever they went, because they had to do it every day for training. Long hikes on the weekend, short hikes during the weekday when she had school. And yeah, man, one thing led to another. And now she just climbed the mountain. She reached it, I believe, this morning. And
how old is she?
She's 7.
How? Like, how does a 7-year-old climb 19,000 feet?
Man, I feel like kids are a lot more, they're impressive, man. We can't doubt that at all, doubt anything that they do anymore. Like, if there's one thing I've learned from this podcast, these kids are like, their limitations are endless.
Yeah, absolutely. But still, how?
Dog.
You don't know?
I would struggle trying to climb a Mount Scott and Lawton. So she's just a beast. You can tell her and her mom took that training real serious.
So if you're not from Oklahoma, Mount Scott isn't actually a mountain in Oklahoma. It's a hill, but we have so little hills in Oklahoma that we call it a mountain. Yes, Oklahoma is as fine as you think it is. Well, shout out to her. That's awesome. Awesome reason for doing it, too. Also cooler than anything I'll probably ever do.
That's so not true.
Speaking of kids doing awesome things, there was a record number of organ donors in 2017, led by a surge of young 16-year-olds all putting, like, I'm an organ donor, I'm an organ donor, I'm an organ donor. So that's awesome right there. Quick and simple, but we have more organ donors than ever.
That's dope, man. That's dope. Well, I got a pretty quick and simple one that I thought was kind of funny. Well, not really. Yeah, well, anyways. A 17-year-old cat. It has been adopted after a photo of her snuggling with a volunteer went viral on Facebook. So this cat was owned by a lady named Edna May. Edna May passed away, and there was a woman taking care of Edna May's property and also the cat until the bank repossessed the house. Now, whenever she was getting ready to, you know, grab her stuff and get out of the house and stop taking care of it and all that good stuff, she took a picture with the cat and posted it to social media and said she can't believe this cat won't have anywhere to go. And boom, immediately people fell in love with that cat, and an older couple that just lost their 18-year-old cat sent a message immediately, Now, they are now the proud owners of that cat, and there's a cool picture of the lady holding that cat because you can tell she's, you know, obviously in love with cats.
It's awesome. As someone that doesn't have a cat and never really, you know, wants a cat, I had no idea they were actually the most popular pet in the world.
Man, I believe that. I do believe that.
I know that has nothing to do with the positive news story. I just wanted to share that fact with you and see if you knew it, too.
No, I definitely didn't know it, but I believe it. I do have a funny cat story, though. So, you know, Batman's sister, right?
Batman's sister? Yes. Okay, got you. Yes.
There you go. So Batman's sister tricked me and said, hey, my neighbor just moved. He left his cat. Do you want it? And this is back when I was living with Ruben. Remember that?
Yes, okay.
So I'm like, sure, I'll take the cat, man. This is the most vicious little cat ever. Oh, my gosh. I got bit, scratched. I couldn't touch this cat. I couldn't get it out of my apartment for, like, a good 2 weeks. It was ridiculous.
So Batman is our executive producer that's paying for the podcast episodes that you see on Friday, the audio visual. So that's who that is. And that's a friend that doesn't want to be mentioned. And I totally forgot about this story, too. I don't feel like I ever met this wild cat that you had.
I feel like you have as well, man.
I don't know. It seems... maybe I did. It was a long time ago. Yeah, it was like it a was. Decade.
Oh, it was. It was a good 10, 11 years ago. Oh, what's your next story, T.P.? We're old, man.
Well, speaking of old, 10 years ago, we were just graduating high school. And I just want to talk about the teachers walking from Tulsa in Oklahoma to the Capitol. I just think it's awesome. I wasn't originally going to talk about this story, but I put it on the podcast page. Teachers are walking in Oklahoma for spending in Oklahoma. And we graduated 11 years ago from high school. Since then, funding for Oklahoma education has dropped off 30%. And teachers all around the state are taking a stand, and I think it's awesome. Also, that's a hell of a commitment. It takes, if you don't know where Tulsa is relative to Oklahoma City, it's like an hour and a half. It's like a 90-minute drive. And they're walking. They've been walking for days.
Dude, it's been about a week, man.
That's commitment, man. That's commitment. So absolutely. I want to shout them out.
Man, and it's awesome, too, because they're running for their students. I know there's a lot of media out there saying that they're out there protesting and, excuse me, man, I had to clear my throat.
Tim's been protesting for a week and a half. You have to apologize.
So, a lot of people think that these teachers are out there protesting for themselves to get a raise, but that's not it at all. If you look at every sign out there, all you see is signs, you know, fund my students, and they're all they want are their kids to get paid for, make sure they have the right supplies that they need in class. It's pretty awesome, man. I love the fact that whenever these Tulsa teachers came in today, everybody kind of locked arms and cheered them on. It was an amazing experience to be down there, man.
Absolutely. So shout out to the Tulsa teachers.
Tú sabes.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, I have the world's oldest man. He just turned 112 years old.
112?
Yes. He's
we're talking about a decade ago.
Exactly. Exactly. So check this out, man. The reason I'm talking about it, because I thought this was awesome. He basically gave the credit to his long life, basically because he has a sweet tooth and he loves to watch sumo wrestling television programs.
Hey. Is that still a thing?
Man, I guess so, man. I guess it's the thing in Japan for sure, but he basically, like, loves cake, and he even gets in trouble by, you know, his family that takes care of him and stuff now because he's always trying to feed cake to the cats.
Yeah, that would probably get you in trouble. Where is the reality show of people in the nursing home or, like, in assisted living, like, cracking jokes and making fun of each other? Can I get that drama reality show, please? I think it would be very entertaining. Also, witty people, which tend to be older, wiser people, are so much more funny than most comedians. So, yeah, I want that. I want that reality TV show.
I hear that.
Speaking of awesome people, there's a man who anonymously donated $20 million to a Detroit hospital. So the Henry Ford Health System Hospital. And yeah, basically it's a $20 million anonymous donation. It's a cancer center for cancer research. It's the Henry Ford Bridget Harris Cancer Health System Hospital. It's a hell of a name. But yeah, that's an awesome donation, man.
Man, yeah, 20 mil anonymously. If you got it like that, you got it like that. That's pretty awesome, man.
It's also going to mostly pancreatic cancer research, which is mostly a man thing. That's something we're going to be getting tested here for in about 12 years, Tim. So shout out to them.
Oh my gosh. I feel like every episode we do, I age like another year or something, man.
Oh, you're about to age a lot more in 2 months.
Touche.
What do you got, Tim?
Oh, man.
We are not focused today.
I know. Ooh. All right, let's get it together, guys. Stay positive. My last story, man, is actually about this little kid named Oliver. He is known as Oliver the Kid Cop. And what he does is he goes to this nursing home, and he passes out roses and cards for being too cute. Basically, everybody loves this kid. They always ask for him to come back. He's actually done such a good job that the police department where he's from actually gave him an honorary badge that he rocks with him everywhere he goes. He has this little motorized scooter that looks exactly like a police motorcycle. I mean, it's just the sweetest little thing, man. And
how
I thought it was
he?
Really, really cool. He is – how old is Oliver actually, man? I think he's like 4 or something. 6 years old. I apologize. There's actually a video to everything that I'm talking about, and it's way cuter if you watch it. So go ahead and jump on the Facebook page and check it out there, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Also, is there ever a situation where a 6-year-old dressed up as a cop isn't cute?
Man, he's got a lot of people beat right now. He's killing the game, man. I'm impressed.
Okay.
I wish I was this creative for sure when I was his age.
So maybe that needs to be a Halloween outfit for the young one for the first Halloween. You can be dad cop. She can be a...
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Oh, that's funny on so many levels.
If anything, you know, Team Flash is in the building. Jesse Quick.
Okay.
Maybe the Incredibles. Who knows, man?
I was just lobbing you a joke, and you hit it out the park, Tim. I appreciate that.
Tu sabes. I got you, man.
Well, lastly, we want to finish off with my favorite part of the positive truth. Science is cool with the positive truth. Science and technology breakthroughs that I've read throughout my readings. And scientists have claimed an important breakthrough in the battle against Alzheimer's. After neutralizing a most significant gene responsible for the disease for the first time, a team in California successfully identified a protein associated with high risk, basically Alzheimer's gene, I'm not going to try to pronounce the gene, and managed to prevent it from damaging human neuron cells.
That was a lot.
So basically, they discovered this gene and managed to prevent it from starting Alzheimer's.
So, how does it work?
So this gene, it's if you're just gonna make me say it, Tim.
I am.
APOE4 gene.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
In human neurons. Like misshapen AP, the misshapen gene protein cannot function properly and is broken down into disease causing fragments in the cells. This results in several problems commonly found in Alzheimer's disease. And basically a team in California says they managed to prevent that protein, that gene I was talking about, from damaging other human neuron cells.
Dude. I so read this article earlier and I knew you would have it, and there were so many words I could not say, and I was like, yo, I'm not doing this. JP will do it for me, and I want to thank you, sir.
Okay, you knew that, read the article, and it still made me pronounce everything. Thanks, Tim.
No, man, the story was freaking awesome, JP, and you pronounced the words a lot better than I did, man, so shout out to you, man. Science is cool with the positive truth.
Absolutely. And after an unfocused day with a tired Tim, who didn't even tell half of his crazy day,
Man, I'm exhausted.
We are done. Tim, did you manage to find a quote in your crazy day?
Man, I didn't. I was around so many signs today. I could have gave you any quote that I saw today, and I can't remember anything right now. You got the basketball book in front of you?
Man, you know I don't have the basketball book in front of me. But, okay.
What's your favorite quote, JP?
I did hear a funny one from Charles Barkley. He said, "I bought a Stairmaster so I could stare at it every single day." Did you not find that funny?
I'm done with Charles Barkley. I'm done with your basketball quotes.
I mean, at least he's honest. He was like, "Yeah, it's a good idea, but I mean, I bought it. Now I just stare at it."
Dude, I'm going to do this one for JoJo. Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard.
And we'll be back on Friday with more positive truths. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.